You know, in this week's Parsha, Bosai, right? So Sori Meinu was Nefteres, and Avram went to find a proper burial place for Maris Machpela. He sought out Ephron Achiti, and he asked him, please give me the Maris Machpela. I'll pay whatever is appropriate to pay. Ayan Ephron, Avram Lein Margo, Pasuk Kesevav, Adoni Shmoeini, Eres Arba Meo Shel Kesef, Bein Chamayhi. Right, so initially, remember, the Pesukim said, they said, whatever you want, I'll give it to you for nothing. You know, take it, change his mind, it's a different shmuz. But for 400 shekel kesef, I'll give it to you. It's no big deal. Just, you know, take it and we'll be done with the deal. Good deal. Avram listened, Vayishka Avram with Ephron, Esa kesef. He gave him the 400 shekel kesef. Says Ramban, the first Chedivre Rebbe Seinu, right? Ephron Kotzav Domim Kirsano Bioke Gadol. Ephron set up a certain amount, established certain costs for this tremendous amount. Bioke Gadol, very expensive, a lot more than it's really worth. It wasn't worth that much. The real estate price was soaring that day in Ephron's mind. Okay, he had a chance to go ahead and make a lot of money, so he asked for a lot of money. The Avram Ben Divas Libo. He listened, he responded, he acquiesced, he agreed. Higdil, I think it means, and he gave the larger amount. I think that's what Higdil means. So Ramban's saying basically, you know, he capitulated. It was a very big amount of money. He had no choice. He had to go ahead and wanted to bury Sarah, give her a proper b'chavad that could place the barrier. And b'nidvas libo, shoma v'osa kedaito, kirtzono rather, as Ephron asked for. So Rashiv asked, this is these two words here. Don't seem appropriate. It says, Avram ben divas libo. What's in divas libo? Divas libo means someone's a generous person, a generous heart, generous soul. You know, I want to help someone, I'll give you a special gift, I'll be nice, I'm going out to buy a gift for my wife, so she's so special, so I'll spend extra money, I want to help her out, fine. Over here, he was being ripped off. He had no choice, right? And he wanted to pay the regular amount or whatever, you know, but Ephron realized he had an opportunity of a lifetime to make a ton of money, make a good deal over here. And he said, listen, I'm going to, you know, he didn't say it, but he was acting in a way which was just forcing him to commit to such a big deal. So obviously Avram, if he would have had a choice, he wouldn't have paid such an amount of money. But here, Chazal say, you know, Sadikim Chaviv Nurem Mamon Yosh Megufam, right, Yaakov Avinu, by Pachim Ketanim, he went back for a couple dollars worth of Pachim Ketanim, because they were valuable to him. Avram would not give away money, which is not necessary. So it wasn't Divas Rev over here, he's being forced. He twists his arm, and he has to buy something which he needs for his wife. So he was forced to do it. There's no generosity. He was forced, that's all. Wasn't Divas Libo? Where's the generosity of your heart? I'm generous, I'm such a good guy. I'm so generous, I'm free with my money to spend where someone needs it. Of course, someone needs it, but that's not generosity over here. If I care, it's very reluctantly he does it. He has no choice. I would say it's called a reluctance of heart. I don't know how you say it in Hebrew, but that's a reluctance of heart, right? He wasn't excited about it. Why should he be excited? He's spending money which he can use for mitzvahs and for stocken and for kabanos, whatever, and for talis and tefillin, whatever, right? He can do a lot of good things with the money. But he has to give it to this guy who's mamish extorting him. He's extorting money from him. So where's the divas libo? Where's the generosity of heart? There from. So the Rishiva said, I think a tremendous chiddush in terms of the reading of the Ramban, the divas libo here means generosity to himself. He was being generous to himself. What does that mean? It means when he gave it, you know, the Rishiva used to talk about a lot, at least in my days in the Bach here, used to talk about stewing in your bitterness. You know what that means, Rabotai? That means someone has to, you have to do something, right? And you're in a situation where, you know, you're not in charge, let's say, and the yeshiva or your parents or your boss, you know, makes up a certain rule, and what are you going to do? You have to follow the rule, but meanwhile, you're bitter, you're frustrated, you're upset. I don't want to do this, it's terrible, it's ridiculous, it's not right, it's not nice, and it's mean, it's cruel. You do it, because you have no choice. But meanwhile, you're stewing in your bitterness. You're getting all frustrated and upset and getting hot-headed and all steamed up and all angry, because I have to do it. What can I do? But it's wrong. Why should I do it? That's called stewing in your bitterness. That's the Rishiva's lashon all the time. So what did Avraham Avinu do? He had no choice. He has to give the money. He has to pay 400 shekel kesef, which is way above market price. So he has two choices. He can either go ahead and say, okay, I'm giving it to him. I can't stand the guy. It's upsetting to me. And you walk away frustrated all day. You can't eat supper. You can't eat lunch. You can't sleep. You're all for brunch, for tumult. Or you go ahead and you're kind to yourself. You're generous to yourself. You do it. Listen, I'm doing what has to be done. This is the matzav Hashem put me into. I have to do it because Hashem set it up that way. Why? I don't know. I have no idea why. This is what Hashem wants me to do. He put effort in a situation where he can extort money from me, 400 shekel kesef, tremendous amount of money, but that's my job. Hashem gave me the money. He gave it to me. Easy go, easy come, easy go. That's my job. I have to give it to him. So he's being generous to himself and not allowing himself to be frustrated and upset and to stew and to stew and to stew and to feel angry at it, you know? No, this is what Hashem wants. This is what Hashem wants me to do. It's my tachas in life at this moment. It's my mission. The money is there for that purpose, and I'm doing it. B'simcha v'tov lev. That doesn't mean you think the guy's the right thing to do. He's still wrong to do, obviously. It's not the right thing to do, but you're not upset about it because you're past there. You know, this is what Hashem wants me to do. I'm giving the money b'chol lev because that's what Hashem wants me to do. But Rabbi Olson, this yesod is so crucial, so important. We all come across situations, whether it's in the yeshiva, okay, without going to examples, whether it's in terms of family relations, right? Should we talk about examples in yeshiva, you know? The old chicken and everything with the food and then the storm and the harusas and the Rebbe is not nice to me and who knows what else and I've come back, there's not enough ben asmanim, every complaint you can think about, right? But what happens, bottom line, you have to talk about, you have to ask, you have to complain, nothing wrong with that. The bottom line is you're stuck, right? And hold us too stubborn and not going to give in, right? And that's the Mesorah, whatever the excuse is, right? So how do I respond? What do I do, Rabbi Osai? I have to go in and say, this is my lot, that's what Hashem wants me to do. I'm suffering them, right? I can't have my more free time. I want to have a bigger lunch break. I want to have a bigger break. I want to have better stuff for supper. I need more steaks. This amount of steak is not enough. I want more steaks, whatever. I want to go someplace for vacation. I want to have a long out Shabbos. It's not fair. We just work so hard in the yeshiva. On both sides, but if it doesn't happen, you have to ask, you have to request and complain a little bit, right? But there are cheres, obviously, right? But the bottom line is on both sides. You can't stew in your bitterness. This is Hashem putting on your plate. This is what Hashem wants you to do and act and do a certain thing. You're here, whether you're stuck here or not. Let's assume you're stuck here, right? At least for the time being, you're here. Make sure it's a healthy being stuck, so to speak. I can't do anything about it. Avram couldn't do anything about it. He negotiated, tried, he probably whatever. The Diva Slibo, he was being generous in that, you know, he's not going to allow himself to suffer and stew and be upset, but rather, this is what Kodesh Baruch Hu wants me to do now, to give the money that case, or to sit in the yeshiva, or to learn more, or learn less, or come to Davin Tom, whatever it might be, Rabbi Osai. This is very important to me, the person has to develop, to try to accept Ratzon Hashem, as far as it might be, and not just, well, it's his fault, I'm angry at him, it's because I have such a hard life, you know, my father doesn't let me do this, it's my father's fault. No, it might be your father be the Shliach Hashem, but the bottom line is, this is what Hashem wants. If you can't get out of it, if you have to do it, whatever the situation is, I'm going to be a happy person with Mruchas HaNefesh, I'm going to be satisfied and not be complaining because Hashem, this is what Hashem wants me to do now, it's Ratzon Hashem. The Medrash Rabbah, in this week's parasha, when it talks about going, he went, you know, Eliezer Eved Avram went to find a wife, made a whole deal, right? He wanted to find a wife for Yitzchak. He made a whole deal with Hashem. The Nara that will be the one that goes and stoops down and gives me the pitcher and asks for me to drink and my camels, the whole deal. That'll be the one that Hashem chose to be the Eved Hashem, to be the wife of my boss, of Yitzchak. Says the Medrash, hey, Dalet, second line, Dalet, I'll try not to read the whole thing, we'll see if we can skip over here a little. Dalet hein shetavu b'shol kogan. There were four cases in Tanakh, four cases that our people asked shlo kohagan. They asked inappropriate things. It wasn't smart. It wasn't the right thing to do to make a certain request, a certain deal, so to speak. We'll see in a minute. Gimel nitan b'kohagan. Three of them responded in a good way. Hashem gave them what they wanted, a good, proper thing. But one of them was given shlo kohagan. The response wasn't that great. Okay, it was disappointing. Whatever it was. Be'lohein. Number one, Eliezer Eved Avram, kolev shol yiftach. Eliezer Omar. Right, Eliezer said that he made this deal with Hashem. That's the woman who comes out and does these things, so she'll be the wife. What would have happened if some maidservant, some lowly maidservant, who probably has no good yichus, has no good midos, is not shomer Shabbos, or is not, or whatever it is, or all the bad things, but you know, she comes out and she maybe she has a slave mentality, vishkato, and he asked her, and she gave him the water, and she gave him the thing, was, you know, that's she's he's a boss, he's a man, whatever the reason is. It's a wonder, how can you make such a deal? It's a terrible deal. You might end up with the wrong girl. You know, usually you're right. Most of the girls that come out who are not so good will not do it, but it could be, you can, so there's some background, some situation where she'll do it. And it's terrible, how can you make such a deal to Hashem, and you make such a commitment that, you know, if you send me, whoever you send me this, you know, can't make such a deal, it's a stupid deal. It's not a smart deal, it's a bad deal for Yitzchak. What's going on over here? The Shlok Kahogan. Hashem made it work out okay. Right? Who came? Rivka came, so everything was okay. Hashem didn't send an Amma. He sent Rivka. The Kalev Amar. I don't want to go through all these cases. Let's skip a little bit if you don't mind, Rabosai. Let's go to the most famous one, Yiftach. Right? That's the right. There was a snail. Kalev was a snail by Kenaz, and the Shol by David HaMelech. Yiftach. He's number four. Yiftach by Yose Asher Yetzer, this near the end, about 7 lines from the bottom of Rabosai. By Yose Asher Yetzer, he made the famous deal, if I win the war, so whatever comes out from the door of my house, I'll bring it as an ola. You know, I'll bring the biggest cow, whatever, I don't care, whatever comes out of the door, I'll come and the animals, I guess, will come out. I don't know exactly the Messias over there, but they'll come out and I'll go ahead and bring him as an ola. I don't care if it's a $1 million deal, who cares? You do this, Hashem, you win the war for me, and I'll, whatever comes out, I'll bring to Hashem an Ola. Says the Medrash. Let's say a chamor comes out, or kelev, or a dog, or chatul, or a cat. Hayamali Ola. So he's committed to bring his an Ola. Terrible thing. How can you bring an Ola of a dog to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? It's a chutzpah, it's a lack of cover to Hashem. Okay, probably a dog won't come out, probably a chamor won't come out, a kelev won't, because usually it's animals that are hanging around, I guess. I guess that was the Messias over there. But how do you make such a deal? You're taking a chance. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's cheshem, such a thing. Hashem responded in not a good way. Who came out? The famous case, Yiftach, and Bita Yosef Lekrosso. His daughter comes out. You know, his daughter comes out. What's he going to do? He has to bring her as an ola to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's nuts, right? That's Shloka Hogan. Hashem wasn't happy with his request. Hashem paid him back, whatever the whole story is, not for now. But that's what happened. So that's the three cases where there's four cases, three were answered properly, one was not. So the obvious question is, what's the difference? Why three Kahogan were answered, three were not? Says Yidei Moshe. This is also Rosh Yeshiva Shmuz. Umashe Hishivo Le'elu Kahogan. So that which HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered the first three properly, U'yiftach Shlo Kahogan. The Yiftach was improperly, right? And not what he wanted, not a good thing, right? Had his daughter come out, he has all these problems now, he has to kill her, bring her to Ola. Ki kulam batchu b'Kadosh Baruch Hu. Because all four, right? All of them, Hashem, they were botech and Hashem, sheyoshev lehem kahogan. They all were hoping, they were botech and Hashem will answer me properly, right? Why am I doing this? Every single Hashem Shemayim, all four. Yiftach, all of them were Shem Shemayim to help Kal Yisrael to win the war, to find a wife for Yitzchak, whatever the case was, they were all Kahogan, Shem Shemayim, do good things. And they expected Hashem to help them out and to respond properly because of my mysterious nefesh. And they wanted to, you know, show Hashem. Make a deal with Hashem. If you do that, I'll do this. It was all Hashem Shemayim. And they expected a nice animal to come out, whatever it might be. Expected, the proper girl to come out, you know, to marry Yitzchak. All of them were botech b'Hashem and kivinu l'Hashem Shemayim. U'miyatu b'chvor asmam. They were mat in kvod asmam, right? They were mat in, they didn't care about their own kavod. V'nis rabu kavodam v'chavos shemayim. V'nis baruch hayadam. So, Elamai, what's going to happen, right? What's going to happen? So, you know, some guy, some Evid will come out. Okay, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu is untouched. He's great. He's still the greatest. I was boteach b'Hashem, made a deal with him. So I was mar b'kavos shemayim, because I was boteach b'Hashem. I made it that he's in charge. I showed everybody he's in charge. And Elamai, if something happens to go wrong, so it's my problem, right? So it's my family, I guess, but not HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? So Yitzchak will have to suffer with an Amma not so bad, but okay. He was Botech Bashem, Hashem will take care of it. But the bottom line is, if force comes through, it doesn't work out, it's okay. So, but Kavod HaTorah, Kavod HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always reign supreme. I will not touch it. They weren't concerned about that. Nothing would happen. The Kavod Shemayim is the Bismarcha Yadim. So in each case where their will was, where their deal was consummated and Hashem came through, Kavod Shemayim was Nisborech. Avo Yiftach, he did something a little different. He was the Miyep Kavod Shemayim. He lessened the Kavod Shemayim. So Efshir Yetzidavar Tamei Yipesach Beiso. Because he knew the reality could be, maybe it's only a 5% chance, but there was a possibility. How can he take such a chance? So instead, Hashem did its part of the deal in terms of winning the war for Yiftach. But Lamais, he took a chance, and therefore his covenant was in Smayat, and he suffered the answer Shol Kahogan. I both say, just see from here, I mean, it's basically solid Hashgofa, but you see, in spite of the fact, everyone will shame Shemayim. They all tried to do it, and they had betachon. They were doing it for a mitzvah, was the right thing to do, to make a deal and to go out. Hashem, help us with Kai Yisrael, help us with Yitzchak, whatever the case was, to win the war for Kai Yisrael. Every example a little different. But and also, they were mechavim, they had betachon. Listen, Hashem will help me. It's not perfect, but Hashem will help me. But there's one thing you can't trample on both sides. So chashuv we see over here is the fact that you have to always keep on kavod shemayim. Will Hashem's honor be honored, or potentially, possibly, be disgraced, will be lessened? That makes a difference. A person can have betachon to obviously a certain degree. It depends what madre you're on, but if somebody you have to have betachon that it'll work out. Elamai, maybe tamer and umbel come out, or not the greatest possible shidduch. Okay, it's not the end of the world. Elam betachon, Hashem will take care of me. If not, it's bashert. There's no bashir when it comes to kavod shemayim. You can't say, well, Hashem will take care. If not, Hashem will be embarrassed. That you can't do. That's our both side. Uppermost in our minds has to be kavod shemayim. What I do is not just l'shem shemayim, not just betochen Hashem, which shows that you're really maimon Hashem, but there has to be that sense of, I want HaKadosh Baruch Hu's honor to be upheld. It should be up there in the totem pole, way up there. I can't touch it. I can't have betochen Hashem's cheshbon. I can have betochen on my cheshbon, or on my daughter's cheshbon, or my boss's cheshbon sometimes. I'm not positive exactly when or what. But to have betochen and say, listen, if it doesn't happen, so the dog will come out, I'll bring it to Hashem, that's untenable, that's unacceptable. Rabbos, so that's it. So you have to go ahead. We have to make sure that we stand for kavod shemayim. It's all in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hands. We can have betochen then. We can have faith and do it for His purpose, right? And we have to make sure, like Avraham Avinu did, that you care and you concern and you want everything to be, you accept everything, L'shem Shemayim. Hashem wants, that's what Hashem wants. I'm not going to be upset. I'm not going to be frustrated. I'm not going to be still my bitterness.